couple of years ago, Orting, Washington, a small town near Mount Rainier, hired its first black police officer in the 120-year history. A local politician boasted on Facebook, "Not a cow town anymore." The officer, Gary Pickens, happily moved from Atlanta back to the Pacific Northwest. It did not work out well. Eric Saslow wrote about in a story for the Washington Post.
You know, it was one thing for people in town to see the town becoming more diverse, but they'd had 11 people on their police force for a long time, and always those had been 11 white men. And to suddenly see a black man driving a police car was so surprising to some people in the town that, in fact, on one of Gary's first days on the job, a resident of town saw him driving a police car and called in to 911 to report that the car was being driven by a black juvenile because he assumed it had been stolen.
Now, at first, Gary Pickens brushed it off. He brushed off the black jokes, the comments about being the token black guy on the force. But there came a point when he realized he couldn't ignore that treatment anymore. Eli Saslow told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel what happened. And just a warning, the story includes a bit of offensive language about halfway through.
The first time that really changed was when he was suspended for a week from his job on the force because he had been lifting weights while on duty at a local gym. And a few months before that, another white officer was being investigated for using excessive force on a teenager. And during that investigation, the officer was able to stay on the job. And it felt really egregious to Gary that because he'd lifted weights at a gym while he was looking into a tip there, he was being suspended for a week, whereas this other officer who'd used excessive force was able to stay on the job. And at that point, Gary decided he needed to take this complaint to the mayor.
So when he went to the mayor, what happened?
I think one thing about race in Orting and probably a lot of places in America is that it's difficult for people to even sort of experience the same reality enough to have a conversation. Gary said, "I'm worried that these things are happening because I'm black." And the mayor said, "We don't see race here." And Gary said, "You know, everything about what I've experienced here has to do with race." And the mayor said, "We're doing everything we can to make you feel comfortable and to make you feel like a part of this community." For both sides, those conversations were usually really unsatisfying. And also, because they were unsatisfying, the tension continued to build and build until eventually it really exploded.
So we know that Gary Pickens got fired. What were the stated reasons for his firing?
The stated reasons were incredibly numerous after Gary Pickens asked for the reasons. On the day he was dismissed, there were no reasons given. He had not had an official review, and he had not had any sort of official counseling along the way about his performance. When he later asked for some reasoning, the police chief responded with a 15-page report. You know, that included things like he'd written less tickets than other people. He'd responded to what the chief considered high-risk situations with his hands in his pockets. Instead of policing on the streets, he had been building relationships with sort of the teenagers in town by sometimes playing basketball with them in the park. And while that was a kind of policing that Gary believed in, that was not the kind of policing that the chief wanted in Orting. And I think the chief felt like his reasons were really valid and well-documented. And what Gary felt like was, it would have been really nice if you'd told me this along the way so that I knew how I was expected to behave. This went from sort of a simmering situation to a real blow-up that sort of consumed the town.
So
Gary was at his house just outside town a month or so after being fired, and he was sort of looking into whether or not he was going to file a lawsuit. And he woke up one morning, when a neighbor knocked on his door frantically, and Gary and his daughter came outside, and he saw that his truck had been tagged with threats and graffiti spray painted in red. On one side of the truck, it said "nigger," and on the other side, it said "sue chief and pay." And I think that was a moment for Gary where he realized that this was no longer an instance of racism where he could let it roll and try to go along to get along. He felt like he needed to do something to fight back.
So what did he do? You mentioned that the morning he saw that his car was vandalized, he was considering filing a lawsuit. What happened?
Yeah, so once his car was vandalized, first he called the police to file a report, which hasn't gone anywhere. And then he also called a lawyer, and they arranged a press conference, and the NAACP came into this little town for the first time ever. And he announced in this press conference that he was making plans to sue the city for $5 million. And in a place like Orting, that is it's a catastrophic sum of money. Orting operates the entire city on less than $3 million a year. So for the mayor and the people in the city, this is $5 million that would be incredibly costly. And everybody in town recognized that. So suddenly there were six or seven community Facebook pages that popped up where people were really yelling at each other about race and what had happened and who was right and who was wrong and whether this officer had been fired improperly and whether the town was racist or whether Gary Pickens was sort of using race to try to get this money from a city that couldn't afford it.
I'm talking with Eli Saslow. He's a reporter for The Washington Post, and he spent some time in Orting, Washington, reporting on Orting's first black police officer, a man named Gary Pickens, who served on the force for less than a year and then was fired by the police chief in Orting. And you're talking about all of these things in the past tense, but where are Gary Pickens in Orting now? What's happening now?
Yeah, the tension is very much present tense. Gary Pickens still lives right outside of Orting. The same police chief is still in town and is still in that job. You know, and I think the most, in some ways, the most lasting consequence of this is that the town remains divided. Half of the town is trying to put together petitions to have the mayor resign and the police chief resign and to have even Officer Pickens reinstated in his job. And the other half is saying that Pickens is ruining the town. And not only that, but that all of these new people who've moved in, more of them minorities, have turned the town into something that they don't like. I think it's the boiling point has been reached, but there's no cool down in sight.
Eli, you initially went to Orting to report on this story based on a very small news item that you saw about this press conference that a black police officer was holding about his firing. What surprised you the most about this as you were reporting on what led up to that firing?
I think one of the things that surprises me the most on most of these longer stories that I get to do is that nothing is ever as simple as you might think that it could be. And in a place like Orting, the seeds of this one incident of a police officer being hired and then fired, those are seeds that go back decades in the ways that this community has been changing. The ways that the fear and frustration about that come out can be so sideways and so hard to diagnose and so hard to figure out that it's a real challenge to sort of work your way into those complexities.
This is such a complicated story. What is your takeaway from this? I mean, what does this tell us about racism in the United States?
I think one of the things that it tells us is that, as trite as it sounds, it's a lot better for race to be a conversation. Both the police chief and Gary Pickens don't agree on very many things. But if they agree on one thing, it's probably that they should have talked more about what it was like for him to be the first black officer. And maybe if along the way they'd been checking in with each other and instead of ignoring race, they'd been talking about it, it wouldn't have been allowed to sort of fester and grow into this huge calamity that's consumed the town.
That's Eli Saslow, a reporter for The Washington Post, speaking with Jeannie Yandel.